Welcome to the EFAX Corporate Podcast. You can find related podcasts, videos, webinars, and other educational content on our website, enterprise.efax.com. If you have questions related to today's conversation or a suggestion for a future podcast, please email us at corporatesupport@mail.efax.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello, and thank you for joining us for today's webinar, Cloud Considerations for SAP NetWeaver Integration and Faxing, brought to you by EFAX Corporate. Today, we hope to discuss how companies are moving to the cloud, integrating with SAP NetWeaver, some fax considerations, some key misconceptions. And the security questions to ask before choosing a cloud provider. I'm Peter Reilly. I'm currently responsible for the Enterprise Partner Program for J2 Cloud Services. I'm a 28-year technology veteran, having held senior executive positions looking after pre-sales, product management, product marketing, and technical evangelist teams across two continents, three countries, in the telecommunications and data and networking areas. Before we begin, let's cover a few housekeeping items. You should see a Q&A box at the right top right corner of your screen. At any point during our session today, feel free to submit a question to us in this Q&A area. We will try to answer your questions during the webcast, but if a more complete answer is needed or we run out of time, we will reach out to you after the webinar and we'll answer your questions that way. We encourage you to raise as many questions as you wish, and we will capture all questions raised. At the bottom of your screen, you will notice a green file folder icon. This is our resources list. In this folder, we have enclosed relevant white papers and documents pertaining to today's event. We'll also send you an email with these same white papers along with a recording of today's event after the show. We hope you will enjoy our discussion today. So the agenda, we're going to talk about four key areas. First, SAP integrations. How are third-party applications doing it today? Two, 10 tips based on SAP recommendations to enhance the security of your SAP implementation. Three, we're going to go through some key questions that you should ask any third-party cloud vendor that's going to be working with you on these implementations. And four, a specific example of a cloud integration, we're going to talk to you about EFAX Corporate, our SAP Connector 2.0, and how it enables secure faxing. As noted, the information provided in this presentation does not constitute and is no substitute for legal or other professional advice. We strongly encourage you to consult your own legal or other professional advisors for individualized guidance regarding the application of the law to your particular situations and in connection with any compliance-related concerns. So, here we go. Use cases of third-party SAP integration. So, how are organizations integrating SAP with their other business platforms and processes? The primary mechanism is through SAP's NetWeaver, a technology platform developed by SAP to integrate a wide range of processes, software tools, and databases into a company's SAP system. SAP NetWeaver is the mechanism EFAX Corporate uses, for example, to integrate our enterprise customers' cloud faxing directly into their SAP applications. I'll discuss that more in a few minutes and at the end of the presentation. The most common scenarios are integration with a company's CRM, Customer Relationship Management Platform, integration with supplier systems, integration with third-party purchase order systems. Let me speak briefly about each of these cases. The most typical type of SAP integration is between a company's ERP, Enterprise Resource Planning System, and the CRM system. An example of this might be integrating SAP with Salesforce, where a sales rep wants to quickly sync all relevant data of a new customer the company is onboarding. This might include financials, performance management, and other functions SAP typically handles. Another common SAP integration is with supplier systems, such as with requests for proposals or requests for quotes. When a request is created in a company's SAP environment, often the company then needs to export the request to send it to all potential suppliers for bidding. Then the supplier's responses are then imported back into the company's SAP environment for consideration. When SAP can be integrated into all of these supplier systems, however, the company generating the request can greatly streamline its own efforts. A third common scenario is integrating SAP with third-party purchase order systems. This also streamlines workflow because the employees generating purchase orders within their own SAP environments and workflows can then immediately and seamlessly transmit these POs directly from SAP rather than having to export them into another application for transmitting. All of these can significantly streamline a company's business processes and boost employee productivity. By removing several steps in everyday workflows, we allow an employee working in their SAP environment to accomplish many tasks from start to end without having to leave SAP. The challenge with many third-party applications that can be integrated into SAP, however, is that they lack the software development kits, SDKs, to allow an organization to make the SAP integration quick and easy. So that's something you should always investigate in a cloud application that purports to integrate with SAP. Learn first how much work and resources such an integration will require of your IT team. So let's consider some challenges with third-party applications before they can be integrated into SAP. First, many cloud vendors lack the software development kits to allow an organization to make the SAP integration quick and easy. So that's something you should always investigate in a cloud application that purports to integrate into SAP. Learn first how much work and resources such an integration will require of your IT team. Second, and equally important, many cloud vendors simply do not offer the highest levels of security for your data stored in their cloud. We've done other webinars on this, but in this particular case, because integrating your SAP environment with third-party cloud applications will often mean transmitting sensitive corporate data back and forth between your on-premise SAP platform and a cloud vendor, you also will need to investigate upfront what levels of security that would-be cloud vendor provides for your data while it is at rest in their clouds and between you and that cloud. Which offers us a nice segue into the recommendations from SAP itself for dealing with any third-party app into your SAP environment. I'm going to briefly cover a few of these SAP recommendations here, and they come from the company's own paper, SAP Guidelines for Best-Built Applications That Integrate with SAP Business Suite. For further exploration of SAP's guidelines for dealing with third-party integration, I recommend downloading the full paper. I've included a link to it here, which I'll share with you at the end of the webinar. One of the fastest and most effective ways to determine whether a third-party app will be reliable and secure when integrated in your SAP environment is to find out whether the vendor is certified to SAP standards. SAP states early and often in its Best Built Applications Guide that whenever a software solution can be certified by SAP, then certification is recommended. They further state that a vendor that simply follows SAP's guidelines as they relate to its applications is not the equivalent of an application that has actually attained certification. So SAP certification is an excellent vetting or screening tool in your investigation for third-party application integration. As you'll see later on in the deck, EFAX Corporate has been certified for SAP. I'd also like to discuss a few more details SAP suggests you consider before integrating your SAP environment into any cloud service. In its Best Applications Guide, SAP also lists a series of 15 product quality standards you should investigate before integrating any application into your SAP software. I want to call your attention to three of these standards in particular. First, performance. Specifically, scalability. You might not give this much thought when first deploying a cloud application that integrates into SAP because your organization is focused on functionality and the app's ability to streamline workflows. This makes sense. But you also need to be mindful of the longer-term implications. What if your employees do build this app into their everyday SAP usage, and at some point the cloud vendor simply cannot handle the data and the bandwidth demands on its systems? In this guide, SAP states that in practical terms, the scalability and strong performance should translate to the vendor's ability to handle many terabytes of data and to have a high volume transactional and reporting load. The second quality standard is security. This is a critical question when it comes to any cloud vendor that will be transmitting and storing your data on the cloud. You might assume that all cloud application providers protect their customers' data at all times as a matter of standard practice. But as security firm SkyHigh Networks found, only 9.4% of cloud vendors encrypt data stored on their cloud. Given that so much of an organization's data within its SAP environment is proprietary, regulated, or otherwise highly sensitive, you first need to do your homework on the level of security you can expect from any cloud application integrated into your SAP. And third, network availability and uptime. This is another item SAP recommends you investigate before integrating any cloud tool into your SAP environment. Again, not something you'd necessarily think of when looking for vendors that supply a particular application you need for streamlining workflows or cutting costs or increasing the return on investment of your existing SAP systems. But keep in mind that your employees might well be processing and transmitting mission-critical corporate data over this cloud service. if it's integrated into their SAP workflows. Given that, you need to know upfront that the vendor has process redundancies, a sophisticated network, guaranteed uptimes, and other elements in this like its service level agreements. Otherwise, your staff might be creating problems, more problems than it solves, by integrating such a third-party application. Security questions to ask any cloud vendor. Now, let's step back and discuss the topic in broader terms. Whenever you plan to entrust your corporate data with a cloud vendor, you should first learn about the sophistication of their data security protocol. So here are a few questions you would want to ask any would-be cloud vendor before entrusting your data to the cloud. These issues are all equally relevant in an SAP integration, but also apply more generally to the cloud services of all types. First, how much responsibility, if any, will you, the vendor, take on for protecting our data? Many cloud vendors take responsibility only for their physical infrastructure and leave all obligation to their customers to secure their own data in terms of access and encryption. As I stated previously, the cloud security company Sky-High Networks found that fewer than 1 in 10 cloud vendors apply any encryption to their customer data stored in their servers. You also need to know that whether the vendor offers any guarantee in terms of making your data recoverable and accessible in the event of a disaster. Many do not. It's worth noting here that another of SAP's best application recommendations is that you find out first whether a cloud vendor has backup and recovery procedures in place for your data stored in their cloud. All of the security and encryption in the world won't matter much if the cloud vendor you're working with loses all of your data in a power outage or natural disaster, and there's no backup process in place and no way to retrieve the lost data. Two, what security and compliance certification have you earned? This is a crucial question to ask any cloud vendor upfront. From an SAP third-party provider, first and foremost, you need to know if they are indeed SAP certified and if they are certified to the latest BC-SMTP standards for secure document transmission. Then there are a host of other security and best practice certifications you'll be looking for. If your vendor is doing credit card processing, will be storing your data in an off-site data center, has it passed the SSAE 16 audit successfully, demonstrating that it takes sufficient measures to address availability, security, and confidentiality of data, utilizing robust SOC control reports. Also, does your company fall under regulations mandating that its data cannot leave the United States, for instance, a law firm? Is the vendor certified as a PCI-DSS compliant vendor, demonstrating sufficient data encryption and security processes? Has the vendor been reviewed and tested against the best practices of the ISO 27002:2013 standards, meeting the International Standards Organization's guidelines for information and security management practices? Finally, if your business is in a regulated industry, or if you merely handle personally identifiable information, PII, or protected health information, EPHI, for your clients, you will want to ask any cloud vendor on whose applications you will be storing such data, whether or not their processes are compliant with the relevant regulations, such as HIPAA, GLBA, or SOX. Question 3. What levels of physical security do you employ for protecting your data centers or co-locations? This might be the most telling answer you receive when comparing third-party cloud vendors. To this point, we've been focusing primarily on technological security measures, such as encryption and terms and conditions, and including to what level a vendor will assume responsibility for protecting your data. But the truly trustworthy and secure providers will have a host of redundant physical security measures in place wherever they store your corporate data. What separates the trustworthy vendors here from the lesser players is that physical on-site security requirement requires investment, infrastructure, and most cloud vendors simply don't have it. You're looking here for measures such as on-site physical security guards at your vendor's data center, ideally at the facility 24/7. You also want authentication measures for access, such as badges, and perhaps even biometric readers like fingerprint or retinal scans. And you will want the facility under constant 24/7 video surveillance. Finally, you'll want storage redundancy, where, ideally, your data resides at two geographically distinct locations with failover capability in the event that one data center experiences an outage or other disaster. You will find that most providers simply cannot afford to offer this level of physical security for your data, but the ones who can, they're the ones probably worthy of your business. Now I'd like to introduce you to one such third-party application which seamlessly integrates into SAP via NetWeaver. It's certified to SAP's latest BC-SMTP standards. It was actually the first SAP-certified fax partner in North America. It has been smoothly and reliably working in the SAP environments of major corporations for many, many years, and it checks off all of the recommended boxes in the SAP guidelines for best-built applications. It is eFax Connector 2.0, a software add-on component to the eFax Corporate Enterprise Cloud Fax Service. So, how can you leverage this cloud faxing service to improve your business? There are several ways. First, you'll optimize and streamline your employees' workflows. If your employees use fax regularly to send and receive key business documents, purchase orders, contracts, invoices, you can save them substantial time by removing the added steps required in a legacy fax environment. Standing by an office fax machine for an anticipated incoming fax, or printing documents to be sent, taking the documents to an office fax machine, or sending them to the in-house fax server and waiting for the fax to be delivered. With a cloud fax solution integrated into SAP application, they already use to generate purchase orders, bills of lading, or other standard documents, you can empower your staff to simply click fax document button to handle the entire process within their SAP environment. This includes auto-populating the fax recipient's information, generating a customizable cover page, delivering the fax through the cloud, and even sending back a delivery status notification, DSN, by email when the fax successfully receives, when fax successfully reaches its recipient. If your business does a high volume of faxing, this SAP integration can significantly streamline your business workflows, boost staff productivity, and save your company money. Second, you can boost the return on investment of your SAP applications. Another benefit of integrating fax by email service into your SAP environment is that it's a great way to increase the return on investment your business receives from investment in these SAP tools. Adding such a valuable business-critical services as integrated cloud faxing can make your SAP platform substantially more valuable to your business over time because of the savings in your workflow costs. Now, let's look at four reasons to integrate eFax into your SAP. Again, this is number three. Third, you'll enhance your fax security and compliance, as we've already discussed. Sending a fax from your SAP environment using eFax Corporate's secure network, you can keep that data more secure than by sending it through traditional fax means, either as a piece of paper on an office fax machine or through an in-house fax server. We have multiple videos and resources on our webpage talking about these types of security. Fourth, you'll save money and headaches by eliminating your legacy fax infrastructure. When you migrate your fax infrastructure to the cloud with eFax Corporate and then embed our high-volume fax capability into your SAP applications, you will be able to stop paying to maintain on-site fax hardware, software, and analog fax lines. You will also be able to outsource all of the hassles inherent in maintaining that aging infrastructure, like troubleshooting problems with fax machines and rebooting crashed fax servers. And one more benefit. With eFax Corporate, you'll enjoy more simplified, centralized fax management, including better data tracking, complete audit trails, the ability to create unique client billing codes, etc., even from those faxes sent and received through your SAP environment. Fourth, you'll save money and headaches by eliminating your legacy fax infrastructure. Finally, when you migrate your fax infrastructure to the cloud with eFax Corporate and then embed our high-volume fax capability into your SAP applications, you will be able to stop paying to maintain those on-site fax hardware, software, and analog fax lines. You will also be able to outsource all of the hassles inherent with those. Here's how it works. The eFax Corporate Connector solution is deployed into your SAP environment through SAP NetWeaver. This means that your employees can send and receive secure faxes directly from within any of their SAP applications. There's no need to export documents like invoices or bills of lading to another application or to print them before faxing. The entire process, including recording a full audit trail and receiving delivery confirmation, can take place within your SAP environment. And if you recall at the beginning, I noted how important it was from SAP's recommendations that the application be certified by SAP. We are certified by SAP. SAP natively outputs your faxes as SMTP messages, which travel across the internet directly to eFax. We then convert them and process them to be delivered to your fax recipients. When the fax is delivered successfully, eFax sends a delivery status notification, DSN, email back to the originating instance of SAP, or it can be routed to the proper module for your team to log the transmission for record keeping and audit purposes. As an eFax corporate customer, your organization will maintain complete administrative control over all cloud faxes sent or received through your eFax account via SAP. This also helps control fax security because you have control over all fax usage and can assign and remove faxing privileges on an as-needed basis. It's also worth noting here that eFax Corporate is SAP's first certified fax connector partner in North America, compatible with its latest BC SMTP specifications. And finally, our Cloud Fax service provides the most sophisticated encryption, Transport Layer Security, TLS, to ensure your faxes remain secure from the point of origin to delivery. When the fax is delivered successfully, eFax sends the DSN back, email back to the originating instance of STAT, of SAP, where it can be routed to the proper module. Now let me talk briefly about eFax Corporate and our J2 Cloud Services parent company. eFax Corporate is part of J2 Global, a cloud services company with significant enterprise resources and a global footprint. We represent the number one cloud fax solutions and the solutions trusted every day by many of the world's leading businesses, Fortune 500s, particularly large enterprise companies in the most heavily regulated industries like healthcare and legal. We have millions of customers worldwide. We have a global cloud fax infrastructure with high availability, redundancy, and disaster recovery, highly secure Tier 3 and Tier 4 network data centers with current SOC2 certifications, very, very secure. We send literally millions of faxes every day on behalf of our clients. We have dozens of patents on cloud and fax technology, and we have a market capitalization of over $3.7 billion and consistent revenue growth, so you know that we will be here when you need us. We have an unparalleled global secure network crossing the globe. We use TLS all in and out as we need. It's built on N+1 hardware, systems and software. We've got business continuity, disaster recovery, 24/7 365 monitoring, 24/7 365 technical support, all key characteristics that I outlined in what you need to look for in a cloud vendor. Key resources. I mentioned these two sources at the beginning of the presentation as I went through them. Here are the links. First, to the top 10 SAP security implementation steps, and second, SAP guidelines for best-built apps that integrate with SAP. So now let's go for a Q&A. So Janet asked, we have multiple offices throughout the country in international locations. What considerations should we make with regards to physical security when evaluating cloud providers? Well, the key to this question is physical security. As mentioned in the presentation, when one thinks about cloud, one assumes that it is secure. One assumes that it's off-site and they're doing something magical to keep it safe. The reality is that even cloud vendors have a physical location. Those servers, those resources have to physically be someplace in the world. It's important that those servers be inaccessible to somebody with malicious intent. That's where security guards, redundant buildings, biometric scans, those kind of things come into play. So while you're being sold and talked to by a cloud vendor who will just be drawing a diagram that puts the information up in this cloud, you want to make sure that he gives you good solid details about how accessible his data centers are and perhaps how reliable they are. Namish asks, we have a few offices and a few multifunction printers, at least one in every office. What considerations should we make for our MFPs when migrating to the cloud? Well, this is an interesting question. Didn't come up in this particular webinar, but MFPs are something that integrate well with eFax Corporate. Most MFPs that are being used for faxing have a dedicated analog line. You can instead integrate the eFax connector into the MFP, and it allows you to send and receive to and from that MFP completely electronically without the analog line. Saving the analog line and integrating this MFP into your regular network saves you money. The MFP has benefits in terms of security and being able to send the emails directly to the right people, and we've got a complete webinar on that. Kevin asks, you talked about SSL and TLS encryption earlier. Why is SSL now considered vulnerable to attack, and how is TLS better? Well, as the SANS and SANS Institute outlined, SSL is now considered to be vulnerable to, amongst other things, man-in-the-middle attacks. A man-in-the-middle attack is where you send something from your PC to a destination server, for example, and somebody intercepts that information, looks at it, and transmits it on to the final server. The server replies back to you, and thus you've got a man-in-the-middle of attack. The server thinks it's talking to an authenticated user. The user thinks it's talking to an authenticated server, but the reality is there's a third party listening to both sides of the conversation. That third party can, as a minimum, intercept the data being transmitted, but may also be able to control the server and get additional data. That's called a man-in-the-middle attack, and TLS has been proven to be impervious to this, whereas SSL has been proven to be vulnerable to it. And lastly, Rakesh asks, you talked about asking cloud vendors if they provide recorded activity back to us relating to our account. What does that typically look like? Well, the simplest way to do it in EFAX Corporate is through the administration portal. You just log in as the administrator of the account, and from that you can download logs, you can download billing records, you can download a number of tracking pieces, either on individual faxes or on departments or on the complete organization, depending on what information you want to be able to look at. All accessible through the administration portal, which is a web-based application, easily accessible in a hierarchical basis to whomever you need it to be in the company. Well, with that, we seem to have gone through all of the questions. As mentioned, we will be emailing you a copy of this presentation and the white papers, and hope you enjoyed the presentation. It will be up on our website, and we look forward to having you attend our next ones. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the EFAX Corporate Podcast. Please visit our website, enterprise.efax.com, for additional podcast episodes as well as other resources to help you make the best informed decision about your fax service. We welcome your questions, comments, and suggestions for future podcast topics at corporatesupport@mail.efax.com.